Good evening, 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Breezy and 46 degrees, KSL's top story. The U of U women's basketball team is still deeply troubled and shaken days after racial slurs were yelled at them. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with the latest statement from the U's athletic director. Amy.
Jeff, the athletic director, Mark Harlan, says the whole traveling team was deeply disturbed and fearful after the incidents. He says that their time with the NCAA tournament should have been safe and enjoyable. The women's team was walking to dinner Thursday when they say a truck revved its engine and then shouted the N-word at them. The same thing happened on the way back from dinner. They were in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, ahead of their tournament game with Gonzaga. Chief Lee White says they're working now to get statements from the victims.
We are working cooperatively with our partners at the FBI because there are federal statutes that may be appropriately charged based on what actually occurred.
Chief White says they are considering this malicious harassment or disorderly conduct. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Some women's soccer fans are not happy about the sponsor's name on the Utah Royals jersey.
That sponsor is America First Credit Union. The Uproar, a fan group for the North Carolina Courage, made a statement on X pointing out how the phrase America First is rooted in racism. That post has over 1 million views. Dave Nellis, director of public relations with the credit union, said their name is actually directly connected to their 85-year history of working with Utah's military bases and putting the community first, including their work helping underserved communities and many programs for families and students.
Like the ones around the Utah Royals. You know, it's been said that by one's actions, you can know their true character. As an organization that values integrity and good works, we believe that our track record speaks for itself.
We've yet to reach the Uproar for comment. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
Utah state lawmaker and gubernatorial candidate Phil Lyman is blaming the Baltimore bridge collapse on diversity. Lyman says the issue is with governors who prioritize it over the safety of their citizens. He added in his post, DEI equals DIE. Governor Cox also responded to the collapse, saying that it's terrible news and he's sending prayers to anyone impacted. The Coast Guard tonight has ended the search for six people missing in the collapse. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the six were part of a road crew making pothole repairs to the Francis Scott Key Bridge when it was struck by the cargo ship. Coast Guard Rear Admiral Shannon Gilreath says the six are now presumed dead.
Based on the length of time that we've gone in this search, the extensive search efforts that we've put into it, the water temperature, that at this point we do not believe that we're going to find any of these individuals still alive.
He also says the river's current combined with the water temperature and the twisted metal have now made it dangerous for searchers to continue recovery efforts. He says divers will return to the water tomorrow once the conditions have improved. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg also on the scene today evaluating damage from the collapsed bridge.
This is one of the cathedrals of American infrastructure. It has been part of the skyline of this region for longer than many of us have been alive.
President Biden has pledged full federal support to rebuild the structure. A major blow to Moscow's military capability as the war drags into a third year. Ukraine says it has sunk or disabled a third of all Russian warships in the Black Sea. And another judge issuing a gag order against former President Trump. The New York judge barring Mr. Trump from making public statements about witnesses, prosecutors, court staff, and jurors in his upcoming hush money criminal trial. The judge cited Mr. Trump's prior comments about him and others in the case. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Quarterback Aaron Rodgers and Dirty Job star Mike Rowe won't be on the ballot this year. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has chosen Nicole Shanahan as his running mate, his vice presidential candidate today. This 38-year-old Silicon Valley attorney donated millions to Kennedy's campaign. She has deep pockets and helped pay for his Super Bowl ad, if you may remember that. Kennedy is hoping to make it on the ballot in 50 states. So far, he's only made it on the ballot in one. That would be Utah. A Wasatch County Sheriff's Office employee arrested last week is now officially facing child sex charges.
Prosecutors have filed 10 felony charges against 58-year-old Mitchell McKee, who at the time of his arrest was the Wasatch County Sheriff's Administrative Services Director. According to new charging documents, McKee was initially pulled over by police in Heber in January with a 15-year-old boy inside the car. Police say the boy told them he was there to have sex with McKee, who he knew from social media as Doug, in exchange for nicotine vape pens, and that this wasn't the first time they met up. Since McKee was a sheriff's office employee, the case was eventually handed over to the Utah Attorney General's office. The charges against him now include human trafficking, sexual abuse, and sexual exploitation of a minor. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.